Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
And I welcome Professor Emily Wilson. Her new work is The Iliad, a translation in iambic pentameter for those of us in the 21st century who do not have the original or any Greek whatsoever. It's a pleasure to welcome the professor and to thank her for how she has worked so diligently, not only to present in English all the depths of Greek language with the nuance, but also to make it easy to read on the page and to hear it read by the extremely talented and gifted Audrey McDonald in the audible.com version. I recommend having the book in front of you as you listen to the reading. Not only will all the pronunciations come through, but the music, the beat, helps a deal to understand the comedy and the tragedy. Professor, congratulations. I understand this is a lifetime's work. You've been at this since you were in high school. It is a pleasure to begin, however, in history. Where was Troy, and how did we come to seeking Troy and Priam's treasure 150 years ago, and what do we know about that city today? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. It's lovely to talk to you. So Troy is it's in what's now Turkey. It's on the Dardanelles, what in antiquity was called the Hellespont. And you can go visit the ruins of Troy today. And archaeologists have been working since the 19th century to uncover the ruins of Troy and have realized that there are many, many layers of settlements after settlements after settlements on that same spot, which was clearly a rich, thriving city in several periods of antiquity.
And the city itself, layer after layer after layer, layer down. And sometimes I would get lost about how many layers down you go, what time period we're looking for. The Iliad is make-believe. It's a work of invention. Mm-hmm. So Schliemann, for example, the great German archaeologist, did he believe the Iliad was based on on fact? Was he looking for what in biblical studies is known as Heilsgeschichte, you know, a way of understanding the lesson of history? Did he think he'd found the real Priam home?
Yes. Schliemann famously said after he discovered a grave containing various gold funerary masks, "I have looked into the face of Agamemnon," because he theorized that these funerary possessions were the remains from Homer's Troy. In fact, they're several centuries too early to be from the same period as the Iliad, because, of course, this settlement, as we said, was built over and over and over again. And, of course, also, the Iliad and the Odyssey are poems rather than historical documents. They're not claiming to provide you with, here are all the footnotes that show my historical research. They're poetic imaginings of a partly historical and partly mythical world.
I was going back and forth, though, because this is maybe 8th or 9th century BCE.
Probably 7th. I mean, it's probably the actual composition of the poems is probably a little later. Like 7th is probably maybe a good guess.
All those hundreds of years between then and Schliemann's search in the 19th century, was the opinion that it was history similar to looking for the historical Jesus? Did they go and search in their minds? I understand it was translated into English, 17th century when they brought it back. But the mm-hmm. Aeneid is based on it. Did they believe mm-hmm. the original was an historical document for all those centuries?
I mean, that's a good question. To what degree did the Greeks actually believe in their myths? To what degree was the encounter between Achilles and the goddess Athena seen as, is that a historical event? If you read the beginning of Herodotus's histories, he takes it all the way back to the Trojan War and seems to have an idea that we can date when that would be. Of course, by modern standards, that dating doesn't seem to make much sense. But there was an idea that in some sense, the Iliad is a record of historical as well as of a mythical event, the Trojan War.
So the men we know vividly for political purposes, the Romans, they believed that it was an historical document. They believed that there had been a warrior named Achilles or a king named Agamemnon. Was that in their education?
I mean, it was certainly in their education. I'm not sure how much we should be saying. I mean, it makes them sound like idiots if we say they thought every line of this was absolute fact. They believed in these poems as documents and books of fantastic poetry, which can teach you things. And certainly the Romans in politics, as well as in literary spheres and as well as orators, thought the Iliad gives you a model for how to think about government, how to think about how can powerful men get along together or fail to get along together, and how can you provide strategy speeches which either fail to persuade or do persuade. In those ways, the Iliad in particular was extremely important in both ancient Greek and Roman education, as well as extremely important for just pure entertainment, and also in Greece as a performance text which appeared at religious as well as civic festivals.
I'm glad you mentioned performance, because we need to understand the original Greek is in dactylic hexameter.
That's right.
Which is a form of scanning that doesn't rhyme, as I understand it.
And yes, no ancient Greek or Roman poetry rhymes. It has a quantitative meter, which is in a way like a musical rhythm. So the first line of the Iliad is "Men in aedetha peleia do Achilleos." So it has this unit of la la la, which goes all the way through. It's hexameter, so there are six of those units through each line. And it has that rhythm all the way through. And it was presumably very often chanted with musical accompaniment.
And you've taken an extra 150 years to render this in diamic pentameter. Why did you make that choice, Professor?
I felt that the only real equivalent in English poetic traditions to dactylic hexameter, which was the usual meter for narrative verse in archaic Greece. Within the Anglophone tradition, we don't have a tradition of writing in dactylic hexameter. Instead, we have several centuries of poets writing in English, composing in iambic pentameter. And I played around with, could I make some version of hexameter work in English? And I tried that many, many times, and I felt it didn't work. I felt it just felt flat in a way that the original doesn't feel flat. The original invites reading out loud and was in antiquity mostly experienced orally. So I wanted to have the English reader have some equivalent experience of this feels rhythmical, this invites you to read out loud, you can hear a beat when you're listening to it.
Oh no, and I experimented not only listening to Audrey MacDonald, but also I experimented reading it to myself. And it has that magical rhythm of Shakespeare. That's purposeful, right? Because that's
absolutely
what
yes.
That's yes. What we're comfortable with.
It's what we're comfortable with. And it's also, I mean, Aeschylus, the great Athenian tragedian, famously said all of his work was slices from the great banquet of Homer. So Athenian drama was all of those dramatists, Aeschylus, Sophocles, Euripides, they were always looking back to Homer. There were proto-dramatic qualities already in the Iliad, where you have these very clearly characterized figures who are both larger than life and deeply human, and they all speak in different ways and perform in different ways, in very much the same way that you get in Shakespearean tragedy and comedy.
I'm speaking with Professor Emily Wilson. Her new work is The Iliad. This is an English translation read by Audrey MacDonald. If you have the Audible, which I recommend simultaneously with reading it on the page, it is decision after decision. And we're going next to understanding how it was first presented to the people of the Mediterranean basin and how it's been presented over 2,500 years to audiences who know the ending and yet still are vividly engaged. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Lash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.